Hovering was created and recorded on the unceded lands of the Bunurong and Wurundjeri peoples of the Kulin Nation, people who have a proud and incredible history of storytelling stretching back thousands of years. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Hovering is intended for a mature audience. It contains strong language and adult themes, including references to sex and drug use. Listener discretion is advised.
That's all they had.
That's okay.
Oat slice or something. Looks healthy.
I'll save it for later.
Anyone turn up while I was gone?
Nobody that fits the description.
And this is definitely where she wanted to meet.
This is the place.
Should we just find out where she lives or something?
We have to let her come to us.
It's been half an hour already.
We might be waiting all night.
Feels like that might be a waste of time.
Well, we need to wait until she's ready. Just trust me on this.
So how long have you been in the Seers for?
6 years now.
Man. Okay, takes that long to work your way up.
No, there's no work your way up. If you don't want to, you don't come to meetings. If you find it useful, it's there. I found it more useful than others. So now I'm more experienced and I take the lead in situations like these.
I mean, I've been to a few meetings now. It's cool. Do you think that's her?
Could be. Just stay put.
I was just going to say hi.
Wait for her to say it first.
Maybe she needs a little encouragement. Be happy to stay here all night for nothing.
We're showing Tennille that we're here for her when she's ready.
All right.
You've been to a few meetings, right?
Yeah.
Would you have come to a meeting if someone had made you talk the first time?
I guess I can see what you're getting at.
We don't exist to put pressure on anyone, okay? We exist so that people have someone to talk to when they want to. Whenever they feel like they want to.
I was 17.
I was about that age too.
Yeah.
Thereabouts.
Does it ever get easier?
Gets easier to hear when you've said it a bunch of times out loud.
A bunch of us went fishing over Easter.
Right.
We drove down to South Australia. To the Coorong, do you know it?
Yeah.
This this big wetland before you reach Adelaide. It's just like a flat, long bog for ages. So we were driving back at night through this national park, this kind of long, straight road. Nobody around. There's a servo and then nothing for kilometres. So we were driving through that. I was in the front passenger seat. My mate was driving, and then there were a couple of guys in the back. They were asleep. And I was just, you know, kind of watching the road just roll out in front of us. Just the endless monotony of it. You know, and then total darkness past the headlights. And then the van started shaking.
Ryan?
And you know, it wasn't the best condition van. Like, so I'm thinking, okay, we need to pull over. But then it just stops. Engine just cuts. And I'm thinking, well, this is fucked, you know, we're in the middle of nowhere, middle of the night, and, you know, my mate's got his phone out, he's trying to call someone, but then there's this light, not from the sky, you know, like from under the van, a light, a glow. And my mate can't get through on the phone to anyone, just like dead air. And then the van starts shaking again. And now it's quite strong, okay, like violent shaking. And then the van lifts up into the air. I swear to God, I can feel it hanging in the air. And my mate is going crazy, and the other guys in the back have woken up and they're screaming. But I'm kind of quiet. I don't know what to say. I'm kind of. I felt like my voice had left my body. And where the whole van is hanging in the air with this light for I'd say 5 seconds. And then we drop onto the road again. So we make contact with the road, like there's an audible thud. So we were definitely off the ground. And then, just out of nowhere, the engine turns back on and the headlights turn on and everything's right again. Like, like nothing had happened. And my mate driving is freaking out. Okay, so then we pull over and get out of the car, and the phone's working again. So we report it to the roadside assistance people and just wait there for ages for someone to come check out the vehicle. But like, there's nothing physically wrong with it. It's working fine, but it's really shaking us. And my mate is convinced there's some fault with the van, but there's clearly not. All of us standing out on that road knew it was not the van.
Right.
But then, the longer we waited in the dark, and, you know, took turns taking naps before these roadside assistance guys turned up, it was like the further we got from it, the easier it was to just pretend it was nothing. Like it was an engine fault we were dealing with. So that's what my mate decided. And some of the other guys in the back decided they dreamt it. You know, we didn't discuss it. We just kind of decided communally, without speaking, that we would pretend that this thing that had just happened to us hadn't happened to us. And it was weird for me because there were other people around when it happened, so it felt like... I've had moments where I felt like I'm crazy, to be honest. Like 4 other grown adults were there with me and say it didn't happen, and I know it did, but I don't know, maybe it didn't. You know, if they're so convinced it didn't happen, then maybe it didn't. But then, that means there's something seriously wrong with my head. To have experienced something that to me was real.
Do you think there's something wrong with your head?
No. I just couldn't get back on with my life without acknowledging that this thing that I'd experienced was real. I couldn't put it out of my head. It stayed there. And I googled stuff. But only when I was alone. Because I was ashamed of it. I felt like a weirdo, you know? But when I found you guys, the idea that I could talk about this thing that I had been hiding, that I could talk about it with a bunch of people who might listen and get it, that meant a lot to me.
Well, I'm glad you found us.
Yeah. Me too.
It's hard to accept something that everyone else around you just refuses to accept, and it takes a lot of courage.
Yeah.
That's her.
That's her. She's waving. Should we go over?
Yeah, I think we should.
Are you coming?
I think she'd like to hear from you first.
All right.
Hovering is written and directed by Alex Duncan. It was produced by Alex Duncan and Claire Frost. This episode was performed by Oliver Coleman and Ben Clements. Sound design and mixing by Claire Frost. Music by Audrey Vixen. Cover art by Phoenix Wydell. Full credits and more information available in our show notes.